Hi, my name is Darby Blinko, and I am a KUAR sustainer from Conway. I'm excited to tell you a lot of things that I really love about KUAR and how it's impacted my life. I love that it's local. I like hearing "Good Morning" from Malcolm Glover. It's always a really great way to start my day. And I know when I hear the theme music from Stardate that it's time for me to finish up and get ready to head out the door. And of course, I can't forget all this random medical information that I know from Dr. Teagland Pate. And I really get excited when I'm able to guess the famous Arkansan from the little trivia questions, although my default answer is always Lily Peters. I love KUR in the workplace. Several of my coworkers and I have lots of fun when we play match the underwriter to their slogan, and we always try and like to mimic our favorite reporters' taglines. My favorite is hearing "I'm Lakshmi Singh." Well, I think we've nailed them all perfectly at one point or another. KUAR has also given me some good, useful information in my life. One particular episode of the Diane Rehm Show has helped prepare me emotionally for when my sweet 13-year-old pit bull passes away. As a pet owner, this was a great story that really resonated with me, and it's information I was been able to share with other pet owners as well. So I really encourage you to look up an interview with Jessica Pierce from the Diane Rehm Show. Great life-altering program, actually. KUAR is always there with me for me with various health information. There was one program in particular I listened to. I was driving and coming home from lunch, and go back from lunch in that dreaded afternoon slump you go in. Well, the program that day was on a treadmill desk and walking desks, and a listener called in and started saying how a standing desk had changed his life and rejuvenated his career. And I'm listening to this thinking, I need a standing desk. That's exactly what I need to do. So I went right home, I went right back to work, created my own standing desk, and sure enough, it has made great improvements to my workflow and to my overall health as well. And of course, I can't forget about how much I love the StoryCorps segments on public radio. They always make me cry, with one exception, and that was because it was on a rat rescue, and I was so surprised to learn of a rat rescue that I couldn't muster up any tears. But StoryCorps is always something that I look forward to, even though I can't not cry when I listen to it.